Hey, my name is Lauren Frieder, and my husband Drew and I are lead pastors at Lift Church. We are on the eastern shore of Maryland. We want to thank you so much for joining us today, and we are believing that you will get a lift of encouragement.
Greetings, Lift Church. My name is Marcus England, and I'm a lead pastor of a church called The Mixed Church in Baltimore City, and I am so glad to be with you on today. I honor your pastors, Pastor Drew and Lauren, for this opportunity. They are great friends of my wife and I, and I'm excited about this moment of us sharing in God's word. I hope you're ready. I hope you're excited. I hope worship just moved you to another level that you could see God do more than you could imagine or think, and you're excited for what God is going to speak to you today about. Listen, if we could pray right before we get started, I would love that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this moment. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit that is right here with us now. I pray that this message will open the hearts of your people to be able to receive, and not only to receive, but to do a work that you've called for us to do. We love you, we honor, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, we say amen. Amen. Thank you so much for taking that moment. I really believe that I'm here to speak, to encourage your hearts, to challenge you, to motivate you to be greater in who God has called for you to be. And if you're online today and you really don't know about church, this is your first time, I'm here today to let you know that there is a God that loves you. There is a God that has created you and that has purpose for your life. And if you sit through with this moment with me, I believe that I can begin to unpack this great God in whom we worship, in whom we serve, and whom we've given our lives to, that I can unpack how his goodness is affecting us even today. Because many may think the Bible is something of old, but I'm here to let you know it is extremely relevant for today and for our future. And so I want to jump into the scriptures in Hebrews chapter 11. Paul is writing and he's speaking about these people, these great people that are included in the Bible. And there are some things that they have done in belief of whom God is that goes beyond the norm of what we would expect. Can I tell you that there are things that would go beyond what we would expect people to do? And I think it's relevant to this time. Why? Because we're in a moment where there are protests happening against inequality and racism and injustice. There are many moves that are happening. One is Black Lives Matter, and you have other moves that are taking place to see equality form. But what you're seeing too is a large issue that we have been dealing with literally since the beginning of our country's existence, and that is racism. And that is the thought that someone is better and someone is less. It's the idea that the way that I see you by the color of your skin defines whether I like you, defines whether I see you as an individual that is worth giving my time to. It defines how I treat you. And God never intended for us to be divided by the pigmentation of our skin. And I think that we must recognize that as Christians, we've been called to live a life that's not left and that's not right, but we've been called to live a life that is God, that we're powered and we're living out God's word through the power of his Holy Spirit. It's not my political beliefs that guide me, and it's not my liberalism that guides me. It is truthfully what God says in his word, and that's why we're going to the Bible today. To see people who fought for something, even at times when they never saw it come to fruition. We're in Hebrews chapter 11, and we're starting at verse 32. And Paul has been speaking throughout chapter 11 of great people of faith. And what is faith? Faith is, the Bible says, it's the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things that have not even been seen yet. Things I am hoping for that have not materialized. And there were people who were operating out of faith even when things did not look like they should, even when the promises that God had for their life were different and it seemed impossible. God was saying, there are great things that I'll do through you. And I'm here today to let you know that you may not see the end to everything. You may not see the solution to everything, but it does not negate you from continuing to fight for what God says is right. Verse 32 says, "And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, just to name a few." And it says, "Who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight." It says they did great things in their time, a time where the Messiah was being promised to come, but yet had not come. They were still fighting a fight of faith. It says women received back their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. It says others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. It says they were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with the sword, they went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, and mistreated, of whom the world was not even worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. I want you to take good attention to this. It says in verse 39, "And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect." I think it's extremely unique for us to take an understanding and take a view in this moment that there are people that were given a promise, and the Bible says, and they went through and acted out and believed, even though they had not received the promise. It's important for us to know that everything that we're fighting for doesn't mean we'll see it tomorrow, but it puts us in the place to understand that as we're fighting for it, God has called us to live out his word. And today, as Christians, we're called to live out the word of God. Can I be honest with you? We're not called to create a Bible that fits what I want to believe, but we're called to follow God's word in accordance with who he says we are. The title of the message today that I want to give to you is called Uniquely the Same. Can I tell you, we are uniquely the same. We are uniquely the same. Most of the time we believe we're so different, but the truth of the matter is we're uniquely the same. If someone punches you and they punch me and we're of different race or different color or different gender, it still hurts. It doesn't matter what the color of my skin is. It doesn't matter where I come from. It doesn't matter man or woman. It just matters that we are the same. There are a lot of areas in our life where we find we're the same in so much. Can I tell you, your bad kids like yours and bad kids like mine are still the same. Can I tell you that marriage is hard if you're black or if you're white or if you're brown or if you're Asian? Can I tell you that financial issues come up no matter where you are and who you are? And can I tell you that these that were fighting, being different people, it didn't matter because they were given a promise. And here's our promise. The God that we serve has called for us to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. And he's called for us to love our neighbors as ourselves. If I could say to you today, I believe it's important that you get this principle of understanding that you've been called to love people. You've been called to love people through trying times, through hard moments, to stay faithful to what God has said. And not based it on where you're from, and not base it on the prejudice that may have come before you, and not to base it on one incident, and not to base it on social media, and not to base it on Fox 45 and WJZ and whatever news that you look at, CNN. You've been called to face it according to whom God says we are. And I want to be real with the moment that we're in, because the opportunity for me to speak to you is a rare opportunity. It's an opportunity for me to be able to say to you that we are the same. And you may be saying, sir, no, we're not the same. You're from Baltimore, I'm from Salisbury, I'm from an area around here, and we're not the same. You come from a different town, you come from the city, and I may be out in a rural area, and I'm still here today to let you know our location does not change who we are. But here's what we are. We are unique in whom God created us to be. The Bible lets us know that we're created in this image, and we have a personality that's a little different, and we have fingerprints that are a little bit different, and we have facial hair and expressions and looks that are different. But when it comes to the same impact in life, we are all hurt the same way. We all get joy the same way. We all find ourselves in different places. And here is a understanding of truth, is that we all aren't measured the same way. I would love to be able to tell you that all of us have the same opportunities, and all of us have the same moments to achieve in life, and all of us have the same moments to be able to be successful, and all of us have given the same educational opportunities, and all of us have been able to be given the same moments in life. But it's not true to the statement, because there have been differences, there have been disconnects in reference to me, to you, in reference to you and someone else. And so we're not all treated the same. But here's what I want to let you know today. It doesn't keep me from fighting. It doesn't keep me from going after the promises that God has spoken in my life. It doesn't keep me from understanding that even though my situation may be unique, I still have the same ability to get to the next level and the next place. And it's going to be the faith in Jesus Christ that I have this opportunity. It's going to be through faith in God that I have this opportunity to be able to do so. When we look to the scripture, there's so many who in time were treated unjustly and unfair and had to go through a lot in order to be able to live out their faith and the statement of who their God says they are. I want to say this to you. If you haven't recognized who you are, it doesn't matter what people even say about you, because you'll never believe that God says you're great. You'll never believe that God says you're more than a conqueror. You never believe that you have the ability to sustain and to go through and to power through. And so in today's society, you must come up with some logical space in your mind that says, I will trust God. I will believe God through all circumstances, no matter who leaves me, no matter who walks away from me, no matter who disagrees with me. If it's just a disagreement, if it's just somebody not liking me, if it's just somebody not texting me, I can always go back to Hebrews chapter 11 and look at what they went through and say to myself, I'm okay. Can you imagine that standing up for your faith or standing up for what you believe would cost you your life? Some of us have never had to deal with that. Some of us have never run into that kind of situation. And many of us have never, never found themselves in the place where we died for our faith. What we died for, what we believed in. But there have been those that have been before us that have given up their life for the freedoms and the access that I have today. And that's what this is explaining about. That's what God's word says, is that you are able to be a part of these moments and experience your freedom and your faith and experience the freedom in who you are, because there were those that came before you. And I'm here today to let you know that someone came before you. Someone accessed this life. Someone accessed the moment in time and made a decision to take a stand and made a decision to put in their mind that they were going to live through and follow through. And they weren't timid about it. And they weren't scared about it. And they were willing to shut the mouths of lions. And they were willing to walk through the fire. And they were willing to deal with punishment. And they were willing to be flogged and mocked. And someone said, in order that you could be able to receive what you have today, I want to speak to you. I want to tell you that what you have is a result of someone before you. What you have, the freedom, the opportunities, the legacy in which you're able to pass down is not just of yourself. It's from somebody that was before you. There are reasons that I get to vote. There are reasons that I get to walk in a non-segregated business. There are reasons that I get to be able to drink from the same water fountain as a white individual and as a brown or as an Asian. Why? It's because there was somebody who came before me that fought for that freedom. There was somebody, there was a sacrifice that was made. There was someone that put themselves in inconvenience. And today I'm wondering, will you put yourself at inconvenience for people who look different but are the same? Will you find yourself at an inconvenience for others who may not look like you but truly are the same like you, who hurt like you hurt, who find themselves in a broken place like you find yourself, who find themselves at a moment in life where they can't understand why things are happening the way they are. And even though it doesn't affect them, they say, I'm willing to do something more because we're all the same. If you saw people the same, you would value people the same way that you value yourself. That's why the Bible says, it's to love your neighbor as you love yourself, the value that you put on yourself. And so I ask you today, do you value, even though there's uniqueness in the people that are around you, do you value them the same way you value yourself? And if you value someone the same way you value yourself, it means that you will find worth to go beyond your comfort zone, to put yourself in a place to see them go further and to see great things happen in someone else's life. And I'm here to challenge you, Lift Church. I'm here to challenge you in this moment where comfort is desired, where staying in your own zone is good, where being comfortable in your own home with your own achievements and all the great things that you do, I'm here to push you today, to push the envelope of discomfort, to tell you that some were flogged and some were mocked and some were beaten and some were spit upon and some were fed over to the lions. But can I tell you today that they stood strong and the Bible says they weren't even worthy to be among us? Can I tell you that we need some Christians today that aren't even worthy to be among us because of the sacrifice that they're willing to do for someone else? They're willing to come out of the comfort zone of their homes. They're willing to change the legacy of their family from hate to love. They're willing to do something more than it's ever expected. I'm here today, Lift Church, to ask you, what are you willing to do? Because while we are unique, we are the same. There's some points that I want to give to you. There's some thoughts that I have, that as you are on your journey and you're finding that you're the same, you're finding that your marriage is hard just like someone else's marriage is hard that's different than you. And your kids are having moments just like someone else's kids are having moments that are different. You start recognizing that in your uniqueness, there's some great things about being the same. The first point that I have for you, number one, I want you to write this down. It is find the value in others' differences. Can I tell you that if you could start finding value in the way I do things, and I could start finding value in the way you do things, that we could go so much further in life than looking at the things that are different and saying, you know what? I'll stay away from you because you don't do it like I do it. Can I tell you that I love my friends that are different than me? That I love that we can have conversations about our differences, that I love that we can talk about our language and our dialect and the way I say words and the way that they say words. And here, if you're in Baltimore, you'll say, you know, you hear that Baltimore, but if you're really from Baltimore, it's called Baltimore. It's B-A-L-D-I-M-O-R-E, Baltimore. If we get into an exchange that's for the benefit of all that are around us, that we get to see ourselves in a place where your differences stop being a weight to me and they start being a benefit. And I start expanding and I start growing further and I start understanding, because here's what happens. When I look at you and I see a difference and I devalue you, when I see you and I dehumanize you, then what I do is put you at a lower place than I am. And I say, you're not worthy of my time or attention. Can I tell you that it's going to be a challenge? Can I tell you that you need someone else different in your home than the same people that look like you all the time? Can I tell you that you need conversations that are different than what you experience at the dinner table that are all pleasant for you? Can I tell you that there are some differences that will make you and take you into the next season of your life that you could have never done where you are? Can I tell you that you have been called to find the value in others' differences? One thing that I tend to believe is that we believe our differences are better than others' differences. Can I tell you that I believe that we tend to think that what I do is always better than what someone else does? Can I begin to tell you today that God has called for us to look at the differences? It amazes me that we look at Jesus' life often but don't see how so many people saw him to be so different and always had an issue with it. And it was always what? The religious people. It was always the people that knew the word. It was always the people that thought they were higher in class. It was always the people who thought they had it all together, but they couldn't see their own Savior. Today, I believe that we're called to find the value in others' differences. Point number two, write this down. Celebrate the shared commonalities in others. Can you celebrate the shared commonalities in other people? Can you start, no, we nothing like. Yeah, you are like. Y'all both got attitude problems. you both are trying to, you're stubborn. You both got a little pride in you. You both love differently. You both have big hearts. Can we start really looking for the things that are similar instead of just focusing on the things that are different? Can we start recognizing that we do like to do this together and that we do have this in common? We miss out on so many relationships and experiences looking for people that are exactly like us. We miss out on so many opportunities to grow and to go because we're looking for only people that look like us to go where we want to go. And the problem is that God has created such diversity and such color in this world that we're supposed to be learning from one another instead of excluding one another. What do you share commonalities with some people around you? There's some people in your church that you've talked to that are of different race that you have never said anything to. There are some people that are in your church that you have never considered inviting over your house. There are some people in your church that you're saying around you like, I would never do that. And that's what the Pharisees couldn't get. For those of you that may be new, Pharisees were the religious leaders. And Jesus would pick people to follow him that everyone else deemed unworthy. And at one instance, he had a disciple, a follower, who was a tax collector. And in Jewish day was considered to be the worst of the worst, the one that betrayed everyone. And the Bible says this man named Matthew, he tells him, follow him. And then he goes and eats with other tax collectors and sinners. Because he says at the end of the day, I didn't come for the healthy. I came for the sick. I'm here today to let you know that Jesus wants to be entangled with those who know they are in need of him. And when you can't see people around you and when you can't connect and do life and love on people that are different from you, you feel like you don't need a physician. And I'm today here to let you know that we all need a physician. We all need a healer. We all need a God who can do great and marvelous things on the inside of our life. And I'm here today to say, find the commonalities. I don't care if it's you like Kool-Aid, I like Kool-Aid. You like cider, I like cider. Whatever it may be, you like movies, I like movies. You like steak, I like steak. Find something and allow that commonality to be something that you can celebrate. There's so much more. There's so much more great things that you're called to experience here at Lift Church. There's so much more diversity and so much more growth and so much more perception that you're supposed to have, so much more wisdom that you're supposed to gain through learning and understanding. And I'm here to let you know it's an awesome time for you to come out of your comfort zone, to increase in the measure of who God has called for you to be, and to stand up for your faith in a real way that allows for you to put yourself in an uncomfortable place. Yeah, today's message is uniquely the same. We're uniquely the same. We're different in individuals, but have the same issues, the same problems. We come with the same distress. And here's the truth of the matter, is that some of us have some greater problems than others. But God didn't put you with people so that all you had to do was agree with them because they were like you. God put you with some people so that you all could be a help to each other, so that you all could come together, so that you all can impact each other's lives, so that you all could show a love that's different than the love that's easy for people that I like and people that are just like me. And God is saying, I'm calling for you today to recognize how much you are the same. And here's my last point, point number three. It says, look for others to share the journey with. Can I tell you today that it's so important that you look for people in this moment to be a part of in your life? Now is a time, if you're white and you go to Lift Church and you don't have any black and brown friends that you are doing life with, now is an opportunity. Now is a moment for you to share in and get to know. Not get to know through media, not get to know through your friends, not get to know through your family's history. Get to know for yourself. Find someone to do the journey, because I believe there are people that are you are called to connect with that will take you into the next level of your journey. There are people that are different from you that God has been speaking into your heart for you to do life with, and you've been like, no, I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable with doing life with everybody that's like me. I'm comfortable with people that look like me. I'm just comfortable. Can I tell you, Lift Church, the church as a whole has been called to change its journey, to change, to make sure that you aren't just doing what's comfortable for you as a church, but you're moving yourself in a way that shows that you represent the kingdom, not your comfort. God is pushing us in this season. God is not pushing us for a new normal. God is not pushing us for something that is going to represent what we used to do. God is pushing for us to do something that's outside of our comfort zone. And I believe that there are people that are supposed to be a part of the journey that God has called for you to do life with, that God has called to impact your life, and that you've been called to impact their life. Right now, God is speaking to you. He's giving you people in your mind. He's giving you people in your spirit. He's giving you people in your thoughts. And you're like, I've got to reconcile this, because I know I should have did it and I didn't. I know I should have went out that way and I didn't. I know I should have really found myself in that position and I never went over there. I never said hi. I never connected. I never moved towards that way. I should have, but I didn't. And I'm here today to let you know that God is speaking to you today. You're uniquely the same. The Bible lets us know that God says, man looks at the outward appearance, but God, his visual is the heart of man. And so I speak to you today. I tell you today, stop looking at the outward appearance. Start looking at the heart. Start looking at who people really are. We're more the same than we are different. We have more in common than we have apart. We've been called to see the value in each other. We've been called to see the value in those that are around us. We're called to extinguish hate. We're called to extinguish inequality. We're called to extinguish injustice. We are called to extinguish those things that are not of God. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Lift Church, today I believe that God is speaking to our hearts. And he's speaking a word that will define who we are in this next chapter, next season of our life. Today, I ask that you would allow God to speak in this moment to who you are and who he's called you to be. Can we just pray for a moment? Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for this time, and we thank you that we have something to connect on. We have something that are shared commonalities. We have things that make us unique but are the same. And so I pray today that through the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would move in our hearts. I pray for the individual that is on this call, that it's their first time, God, that they would be pricked by your word and their heart would be open to receive what you have to say. Well, we love you, we honor, and we thank you in Jesus' name. I say this, if you're here today and this may be your first time hearing a message about our loving God and how much he cares and how much he sees us the same, and you're saying, I want relationship with this God. I need this kind of love in my life, in my heart. If that's you today, or if you made the decision and you said, you know, I used to follow God and I used to be in church and I used to connect and I walked away. And I'm feeling that this is a moment of reconnection. If that is you and you want to make a fresh start today, you want to make the decision to follow Jesus and make him your savior. Make him the one that comes into your life to change you and to repent of what is your sins, those things that are against God. If that's you, and guess what? I want to pray with you today. And it's not the prayer that saves you, but it truly is the posture of your heart. Are you willing to repeat after me? Can you do this with me? Just repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for accepting me just as I am. Forgive me for my sins. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And I commit to putting you first in my life. Take control of the throne of my life and make me who you want me to be. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Come on, right where you are, help me celebrate what God has done in the lives of so many today. This is something that heaven rejoices over. Well, listen, I want you to stay attentive so that the Lift team can tell you about the next step in your journey to know God better. Love you and God bless you.